certainly thank the Lord for salvation that delivers from sin. Appreciate being here. We enjoying ourselves, enjoying salvation.
Yes.
I'm happy in what I'm doing. I don't know about anyone else. You know, when you're happy in what you're doing, you're going to do your best you can.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
I think
that's true.
The Bible speaks something about being happy in the Lord. Salvation brings happiness, joy, and peace. And thank God for that.
Yes, Lord.
We have not come with any new gospel. Same old gospel, the same old story. We want the same old power. The power of the Holy Ghost. Anything less than that will come to naught. We thank God for salvation that delivers from sin.
Amen.
I don't think you'll hear anything new. Same old gospel that was able to save our grandfathers, father, mother, many of our relatives, many of our friends. Same old salvation is able to save today.
Yes.
I thank God for not only saving us from sin, but He's been our healer, been our keeper, one that satisfies the soul, and we certainly enjoy living for Him today. We had a little thought here we'd like for you to consider. In the John, the 13th chapter of John, and the 13th verse.
Amen.
I wonder, do we really realize that Jesus Christ is the Master? He's the Master. Now, we may talk about people being masters and but there's only one real, true, genuine master. And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the 13th chapter of John, the 13th verse, he said, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am." I don't care what kind of problem or what kind of circumstance you may be in, or how He was willing. He was willing to open the book. He was willing to shed His blood that you and I can have eternal life. Come down here and wrap Himself on human flesh and prove to you and I that this life can be lived. We don't have no excuse. No kind of excuse forever living for God. We can live for God all the days of our life in righteousness and holiness, all the days of our life because of Jesus Christ. What did it say? Being delivered out of the hands of our enemies? How did that go? Is that Luke 1 and 75? All the days of our lives we can live this life. Not just because your parents live it. We can't inherit salvation. Huh?
Amen.
But we don't have to get it for ourselves.
That's true.
Get salvation for yourself. Get yourselves cleansed up and clean. You don't have to worry about going places and doing things you have no business doing.
That's true.
You have to worry about me being in a pool hall somewhere, a dance hall, when you get the right thing in your heart.
Amen.
Huh? The problem is the disciples were going through with Jesus and they was eating some corn or something, and here was the Hebrews worrying about, I didn't even wash their hands. God is more interested in that. He's interested in clean hearts. You get your heart right, then your life will be right.
Yes.
Your feet will go where they're supposed to go. Your hands will be doing things they're supposed to be doing. Your eyes won't be wandering places they have no business wandering. Huh? And you'd be willing to measure up to the Word of God. I don't understand it, but I'm willing to measure up anyhow. Huh? Nobody here is able to understand all the Word of God. I don't believe it. But I'm willing to measure up to all the Word of God, to all I know and understand. And we do the things that are pleasing in the sight. Here was one that was blind. Do you know that Jesus can heal blind eyes?
Yes,
he can. Huh? Yes. If one that is able to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness can open up your eyes, he is the master. In Luke, the 8th chapter of Luke, in the 43rd verse of the 8th chapter of Luke, here's a woman that was sick, had been sick for 12 years. Can you imagine that? Have you ever been sick that long? In your sickness, have you ever been sick that long? Have you ever been sick 12 years and been running to the doctor trying to get some help? Stop wasting your money.
Amen.
And get a hold of God.
Yes.
This woman here was been sick trying to get some help. And wasn't able to get any help from the doctors.
Upon physicians.
Huh?
Which had spent all her living upon.
Spent all she had trying to get some relief.
Neither could be healed.
Trying to get some help from some man. And what happened?
Came behind him and touched the border of his garment.
She had to do some pressing, didn't she?
Yes. Yes. And immediately her issue of blood staunched.
You're moving too fast for me, sister. This woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any of them. But when the master came by, this is what we want you to keep in your mind. Keep in your mind. When the master came behind him and touched his border of his garment, and immediately, this is the thing about God. When we get a hold of God, it says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Yeah.
Huh?
God.
When we meet the conditions of God's Word, do you know that God is able immediately cleanse us from all unrighteousness and filthiness and evil habits that we've acquired over the years?
Yeah.
Smoking habit, drinking habit. Committing adultery and fornication habits. Huh? Lying habits. Stealing habits. When we really get down to business with God, God is able. The reason some people don't get what they come for is because they're not willing to measure up to all the Word of God. They're not willing to clear up all and get everything straightened out, everything out of their lives that God wants them to do. This woman, did you know you are not able to press through and get a hold of God loving the world? Huh? Do you know that? You'll never be able to press through and get a hold of God loving the world, neither the things are in the world. Sometimes you have a revival meeting and when it's during time of the Super Bowl and things like that, you can't get the folks out to the meeting.
Amen.
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 Hmm? Yeah, I know. You go into some places sometime. Oh, we want to have a revival. We want to have a revival. Do you know you can't revive dead folks? Did you know that? They didn't need no revival. What did they need? It was a resurrection. That is dead as a mackerel. We need a revival. You'll never be able to press through and getting hold of God. Running with the world. Looking like the world. And then telling the world, I'm different from you. It don't work. You'll never press through like that. I know this is the old time gospel here. This ain't no nothing new though. It was a time. I don't know about now, but it used to be a time our parents wouldn't even let us go to a movie. Wouldn't give you a nickel to go to one of them. But now, all this filth that comes along, you don't have to go to the theater anymore. Yeah, I know. You want to press through and get a hold of God. You can't love the world and press through to God.
Amen.
You ain't never be able to do it. This woman spent it all. She spent everything she had trying to get better. You'll never be able to get better until you get a hold of God. This man that was, they couldn't handle, they couldn't do nothing with it. They put him in break chains and fetters and they couldn't do nothing with him. But when the master came by, you see, the things that are impossible with man is possible with God. I'm not able to do better. I want to do better, but I'm not able to do it. Call on the master and he's able to help you. This woman, she pressed through and touched the master. Bore of his garments and immediately her issue of blood was dried up. You know when God comes in your life, he takes things out of your life. Yes. Takes the old evil habits and all these things that I have acquired over years and have been trained and conditioned with, God comes in and takes all that foolishness out of you.
Yes.
Now I can love my brother and sister. I can get along with my fellow men because God, the Prince of Peace, has come into my life.
Yes. Amen.
Which enables me to live peaceably with my brother. You know, this bothers me sometimes, I tell you. The evening time that we're living in. The evening light church. We're letting down a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you one thing. God still has a people that serve Him and live for Him that has complete faith and confidence in Him, a people that has measured up to all the Word of God, that will not be shaken.
Amen.
But there are some that's going to be shaken.
Amen.
When we meet the conditions of God's Word,
Jesus said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" She literally touched the hem of his garment. But the way that we touch God today is through faith. And one that is measured up to all the Word of God by doing those things that are pleasing in the sight of God day by day. How we're treating our husband, how we're treating our wife, how we're treating our children, how we're getting along with our fellow brothers in the church. Huh? Do you have a forgiving heart? Are you keeping the door open for your brother? You know, sometimes when somebody make a mistake or fall by the wayside and happen to get back, sometimes people treat them a little different than they. There's some danger there. The Bible, you know, if you don't forgive your brother, your heavenly Father won't forgive you. If you don't keep the door open for him, remember, it's closed for you too. But if you keep it open for him, it's open for you too. That's forgiveness. I want God to always help me to keep that door open for my brother. Forgiveness. Regardless of what he's done. The mistakes he made in life. Jesus says, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Who touched me? When all denied Peter and they that were with him, said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee, crushed thee." And so you, what do you say? Who touched me? Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me." Praise God, you can touch Jesus. You can touch him today. If you really want to in your heart. Believe it. I can touch God. If you can believe and have faith, you can get a hold of God. You can get a hold of him. Somebody has touched me, for I perceive the virtue that is going out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort." God wants to comfort your heart today. Amen. Be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. God is a God of comfort. Spent all she had on doctors, doctor bills. 12 years suffering. She pressed through the crowd. You know, a crowd could be your relatives. That's right. Well, you ought to go see a doctor and get a checkup.
Check in.
Sometimes you got to press through your. You got an unsaved companion sometime. Press right on over there. And she pressed and touched his garments and was immediately healed. What thing I want you to understand today is a very little small thought here. That God is a master of, he's able to cleanse and to save us from all sin. He's able to heal us and deliver us from all sickness and disease. He's able to steal your troubled waters. And he is able to open up your eyes of understanding. And he can do more than we can even ask to think. The omnipotent, omnipresent God, a God without limit. There's no limit to what the master can do. He is the master of every situation. There's no devil too powerful for him.
Thank the Lord.
I don't care where he come from, what he looked like. Come in with sheep clothing. I remember a man come back home, man, he was coming, I don't know where he come from. He come in and was going to take the pulpit, get up here and start preaching. I jumped up and said, sit down, brother. You just don't let the devil take over your service. Huh? You know, if the devil try to take over your service? Bring somebody in there, somebody come in. I want to do a special. Don't can't sing a lick. Don't waste God's time. Don't waste God's time. If you can't sing, sit down. Don't let the devil use you. That's what I believe. Now, if the Lord's telling you you got a gift and the Lord bless you and he wants you to sing, he'll open it up for you. But just don't, the devil will come in and put people up, can't sing a bit. Just wasting time, letting the devil have his way in the service. The devil, he don't have no respect to prayer. He'll work through anything he can. There's no disease that he cannot heal. I don't care what it is. There is no disease that Jesus Christ cannot heal. There is no troubled seas that he cannot calm. He can bring peace and calm and tranquility to your soul. Peace to you. And there is no weary soul that he cannot console. I found that to be true. I remember in December I was in Oklahoma. I was preaching in Tulsa, Oklahoma on December the 9th of 1990. And I did not realize it, but that was the day that my twin brother died. And I needed God to console my soul.
Yes.
And he knew how to do that. There is no weary soul that he cannot console. No tempted one that he cannot deliver. It makes no difference what temptations you encounter. We're talking about one that was tempted on all points as we are, yet without sin. Amen. And he's able to help you to go through and come out more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Amen. Jesus says in Matthew, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That song that says, there is no one, no one like Jesus. There is no one, no one like Jesus. Who would die for me just to set my spirit free? There is no one. No one like Jesus. Now, since God is able to deliver us from all sin, since God is able to heal all manner of sickness and disease, since God can open up your blind eyes, since God can do more than we can ask or think, now why don't you come if you have a problem? If you have a sickness, if you have something that is troubling your soul, I'm going to say, come to the Master. Because the Word of God says that, the Scripture says that the Father give me shall come to me, and whosoever cometh unto me, I only know why cast out. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen.